Longer repayment periods means, according to Michael Noonan, that the state will have to borrow 20 billion euro less per year, 20 billion euro less in total, not this year or next, but from 2015 on. The question is this going to make a difference we'll actually notice? On the line is NUIG economist Alan Ahern. Good morning.
Morning,
Carl. Are any of our lives going to be less hard as a result of this renegotiation of these loans?
It's helpful for the country, but it's not going to make a huge difference in terms of extra money in people's pockets in the short term.
Why not?
There's still a budget deficit that has to be reduced, and so that means ongoing fiscal consolidation. Where it helps is that when the NTMA goes out and borrows money in the markets, there'll be less of it to be borrowed. I think that in 2015, instead of having to go out and borrow about 10 billion over that year, it'd be about a billion a month, they have to borrow less than half of that. And that might save us some money in the sense that if you're borrowing less money, then you can probably borrow that at a somewhat lower interest rate than you would be that if maturities hadn't been restructured. So there might be some savings in there, and that they'll materialize over time. But certainly over the next few years, you really won't notice that much of a difference. In July 2011, there was a deal done where countries borrowing from the EU, their interest rates were cut and maturities were extended. That made a big difference. I think analysts estimated at the time that saved the country about 10 billion. This is somewhat different. There's no interest rate cut, at least it doesn't appear to be any. But it does help just in terms of the financing.
Is the bottom line here, Alan, that until we get past the stage where we're spending more than we take in taxes, then nothing on repayment periods, even though it sounds great, 20 billion less in borrowing, is actually going to make any difference to our lives?
I think that's right. I mean, the fiscal consolidation is being done in order to get the budget deficit down, and so it's going to continue until the budget deficit is down to an acceptable level. The 20 billion is a huge amount of money, but it's still part of the debt. This is really just talking about when it's refinanced, that is, when the Irish government must go to the markets to get that money to pay it off. And again, it is always helpful to push it out. You don't want to be facing the pressure of going to the markets and raising very large amounts in the next few years, because financial markets are still uncertain and there's still great uncertainty about what's going to happen in the euro area economy. So pushing out the maturity dates and when you have to actually go and get this money from the markets is good. But at the end of the day, what's driving how much money we have left in our pockets at the end of the budgets is the budget deficit, and we still have a big budget deficit.
Which brings us to the European Commission's outlook for Ireland and for Europe generally, which is, okay, a bit of growth, but not so much that anybody's going to really notice the difference. But they've particular comments they made yesterday about our banks' lending policies and the problems with lenders that they haven't sorted out. They seem to be pushing the government. Would you be with them on that?
Very much so, but it's not surprising what they've said, because of course they are part of the Troika, the European Commission, and what they've been saying has been in the Troika reports. They've been saying that the banks have been too slow to deal with the mortgage arrears problem. That is, mortgage arrears, there's too many people with unsustainable mortgages, and you just can't put that on the long finger. They've got to be tackled. Something's got to be done about that. That's also true of the small, medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. They're lending. A lot of that looks unsustainable, and it's got to be faced up to and dealt with. So both those problems have to be dealt with. The banks have been very slow to do that. Now, in fairness, the government, central bank, know that. The government and the central bank have put in targets for mortgage arrears. The banks have to reduce those quarter by quarter. So the problem is recognized, but they are certainly right that the banks have been too slow to do that.
Well, it's a message we've been hearing again and again and again. But Alan Ahern of NUIG, thank you very much. 7:26.